Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre. I am emc.org for Tuesday, September 12, 2006. The Palestinian resistance killed an Israeli soldier in the Gaza Strip today, while the Israeli army attacked West Bank cities, taking scores of prisoners as well as killing a 12-year-old child. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Palestinian resistance fighters killed one Israeli soldier in the Gaza Strip and injured several others in clashes that erupted in the central Gaza Strip today. The soldier was killed in the early morning in an exchange of gunfire with a group of Palestinian resistance fighters east of Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip when the Israeli forces invaded the area. Local sources reported that several army vehicles and bulldozers, backed up by a helicopter, stormed the town and had been bulldozing the land when the attack took place. Israeli sources confirmed the killing of the soldier and said that he was transferred by helicopter to Soroka Hospital in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, and the Popular Resistance Committees claim responsibility for the operation. Also on Tuesday, Ayed Abu Leila, 17, was injured by Israeli army fire and beat Lehila town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip in the morning. Sources at Kamal Adwan Hospital reported that Abu Leila sustained an injury in his right leg when Israeli tanks opened fire at residential areas near the security fence on the Israeli-Gaza border, located near the town. Meanwhile, on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli warplanes destroyed a deserted house in Gaza City after targeting it with missiles. Local sources reported that an F-16 jet fighter fired several missiles at the house, located in Al-Talatini neighborhood in the central Gaza City, totally destroying the house. Medical teams and fire brigades rushed to the scene. No injuries were reported. The Israeli army has been targeting civilian houses since the beginning of the Operation Summer Rain offensive 2 months ago, killing at least 150 civilians in the last 2 months through the use of this tactic. A large Israeli military force invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday afternoon. Eyewitness said at least 10 military vehicles entered the city from the northern entrance and moved towards the Church of the Nativity Square in the center of the city. Residents said the force included an army ambulance, which is a sign that they were planning to abduct someone. Clashes erupted between the residents and invading soldiers who fired sound bombs, rubber bullets, tear gas and live ammunition. Israeli soldiers killed Mohammed Shavaria, 12, from the village of Rakhma near Bethlehem and injured two others. Dr. Ralph Azar, the director of the Beit Zahor Medical Center who supervised Shavaria's case.
The boy arrived dead to the hospital. However, we tried to do resuscitation. However, there was a very strong hemorrhage. We expect his liver and lung was penetrated by the bullet.
25-year-old Najia Bujia was injured in the abdomen, while currently another unidentified man is suffering in a critical condition with wounds in his neck and shoulders. Israeli troops invaded on Tuesday the village of Kfar Nima near the West Bank city of Ramallah, took 5 residents, including 2 female university students, after breaking into several houses and searching them. Local sources in the village reported that soldiers broke into the houses of Efet Fakhri Khalifa, 21, a student of Al-Quds Open University, and Tahrir Jamil Thaib, 22, and took them to an unknown destination. Efet is a sister of Rayada Fakhri Khalifa, who was assassinated by Israeli troops last year. The previous day, Israeli troops broke into dozens of homes in the village, especially in the old neighborhood, and conducted military searches of homes and took 5 other prisoners. The army is still operating in the village, while soldiers are breaking into more homes and searching them. The village remains sealed and surrounded from all directions. Amjad Al-Tamezi, 33, from Ithna village, west of the West Bank city of Hebron, was taken prisoner by Israeli troops in a pre-dawn invasion of the village. Al-Tamezi, who is also a Palestinian security officer in Hebron, was taken to an unknown location after troops invaded the village, searched and ransacked several houses, including his own house. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Israeli forces invaded the village of Husan near Bethlehem and took 4 residents prisoners. Local sources reported that troops invaded the village from several directions, then searched and ransacked several houses before taking the 4 to unknown locations. 3 of the residents were identified as Ibrahim al-Arabadi, 23, Mohammed Shorsha, 21, and his brother Allah, of 20 years. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today of the International Middle East Media Centre. I am emc.org, brought to you by James Brown and Ghassan Benora.